Jesus! She stared. How'd you get a full book at the end of the month? I told her in as few words as possible who I was and how I managed to have so many calories. There had been 2 months' worth of books waiting in my mail, and I hadn't even used up the ones the Force had given me. She offered to buy a book from me for 10 grand, but I didn't want to get involved in more than one illegal enterprise at a time. 2 men came in, one unarmed and the other with both a pistol and a riot gun. The bodyguard sat by the door, and the other came over to me. "Mr. Mandela?" "That's right." "Shall we take a booth?" He didn't offer his name. He had a cup of coffee, and I sipped a mug of beer. "I don't keep any written records, but I have an excellent memory. Tell me, what sort of a job you're interested in, what your qualifications are, what salary you'll accept, and so on." I told him I'd prefer to wait for a job where I could use my physics, teaching or research, even engineering. I wouldn't need a job for 2 or 3 months, since I planned to travel and spend money for a while. Wanted at least 20,000 K monthly, but how much I'd accept would depend on the nature of the job. He didn't say a word until I'd finished.
"Rightio. Now, I'm afraid you'd have a hard time getting a job in physics. Teaching is out. I can't supply jobs where the person is constantly exposed to the public. Research, well, your degree is almost a quarter of a century old. You'd have to go back to school maybe 5 or 6 years."
"Might do that," I said.
"The one really marketable feature you have is your combat experience. I could probably place you in a supervisory job at a bodyguard agency for even more than 20 grand. You could make almost that much being a bodyguard yourself."
"Thanks, but I wouldn't want to take chances for somebody else's hide."
"Rightio, can't say I blame you."
He finished his coffee in a long slurp.
"Well, I've got to run, got 1,000 things to do. I'll keep you in mind and talk to some people."
"Good. I'll see you in a few months."
"Rightio. Don't need to make an appointment. I come in here every day at 11 for coffee. Just show up."
I finished my beer and called a cab to take me home. I wanted to walk around the city, but Mother was right. I'd get a bodyguard first.